Students in Denise Addison's combined class are doing two things. They're reviewing vocabulary words from a recent reading assignment.
Money.
Gold.
Gold/money.
Okay, we'll put both of them. Money, and we'll put gold.
And they're bouncing a lot. They bounce while reading, filling out crossword puzzles, coloring. You get the idea. 7-year-old Della Scott Michael sits on a lime green stability ball with her pink dress draped over it. She knows the greater purpose of the ball.
It's like bouncy and it can help your cold glow. It's something inside your body that helps like your muscles get stronger and such.
The class replaced its chairs with stability balls back in October. The school's PTO purchased them for $500 as part of a pilot study. Mrs. Addison requested the balls after reading research that shows they can improve concentration and muscle development. She sits on a bright yellow ball.
You want the child to be able to work at their best. And if their best is not just sitting in a chair and having to deal with the whatever sensory issues they have, you find ways to accommodate that.
So far, Mrs. Addison is pleased with the results. It's still early, but she says many students appear more focused, have better handwriting, and are having fun while they learn.
My brains are working really hard in here because I really want them to learn as much as they can. So being able to sit on the ball and function still, you know, while satisfying that sensory motor skills, is going to be an advantage. So they're able to work a little bit harder and even think a lot more, you know, and deeper.
In the last decade, stability balls have popped up in classrooms in at least a dozen states, including Texas, Illinois, and Florida. But the stability balls don't guarantee perfect posture or maximum comfort. Some students in Mrs. Addison's class were hunched over or said they switched to chairs when they need to lean back. Bad posture can lead to bad habits, so it's important for instructors to make sure the balls are being used properly. So in Mrs. Addison's class, there are two important rules. 1, you can't fall off the ball, and 2, your feet have to be on the ground at all times. Otherwise, you lose your ball. As punishment, you have to sit on a chair for the rest of the day. Of course, kids do get away with some things, like when these two kindergartners were working on a crossword together and one fell off.
His wife's nose.
You okay?
I need to fix my thumb.
She's taping you.
Mrs. Addison doesn't catch him the first time he falls off, or the second time.
But sometimes it go away from me, and it hides.
But when he stands up without permission, Mrs. Addison orders him to get a chair. Joanne Young is closely monitoring the class's progress as president of the PTO's Healthy Schools Initiative and as the parent of a first grader.
For example, I've noticed when I volunteer and I'm reading with the kids, if they're struggling on a particular word or sentence, you'll see them kind of start to, so if they're not bouncing, they'll kind of start to slightly bounce. But they don't realize that they're bouncing. I can only guess that that's their own natural instinctive way of working through the problem.
She says the PTO might purchase stability balls for the rest of the school, depending on how the class does. For now, she's a believer, and she hopes her son can continue using them in second grade.
I'll be sad if he has to go back to a chair. I really will.
Another first grade class at Davidson Elementary raised money online to purchase 25 stability balls and has plans to start bouncing soon. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.